terrorist.
You're a Nazi.
Big luck, you've got to sort of throw away the cages.
Just get this lad off me. Come on, Francis, tell us who you know. We'll make it easy for you when it gets to court.
I don't know anyone.
You went to see my brother Drake. We know you did.
How do you know? Big bugging phone boxes.
Tell us who they are.
I told you they were masked.
Sniffing around Bevan Williams, aren't you? The actress. What's it like with her? Does she give you what you want? Easy, is she? I've seen her without her clothes on in the cinema. We all have. Does she submit to your perversions?
What are you talking
all
about?
Terrorists are sexually perverted, yeah?
I'm not a terrorist!
Burnt by Nigel Baldwin. With Dennis Waterman as Milky.
You've got a criminal record, Francis. That makes it worse for you. You'll get 15 years.
I haven't done anything.
You dangerous as a member of Ploy Common.
Is that a crime?
Incomplete as in yet.
I don't even know what that is.
They know who burns down places.
I suppose it's a crime to belong to any party but the Tories these days, eh?
You broke into Valmy Jones's house.
I was in London, you know I was. I hadn't even heard of her when she was attacked.
What are you doing here?
You got sympathies with these people.
What do you think about burning a second house?
I don't. And I don't believe in violence.
That's not what your record says.
Well, people change, you know.
We're not letting you out of this room until you've given us every detail of everyone you've met since you've been here.
I see. So we can log it in the central computer, yeah? Political police, yeah? Yeah, don't touch me!
Sit down!
You're in big trouble, Francis. Who are the terrorists? Come on, tell us. We'll protect you.
What about Gordon Riggs?
The copper?
That's him. What are his sympathies?
God, you guys are the limit. How would Ollie know? He's a copper. He's one of you.
Tell us who you know.
I want to make a phone call.
You can't.
I'm entitled.
Sunday morning. A fresh spring day. In the village of Llanferain, in the chapel the denizens gather, atheists, believers, agnostics, in memoriam, for another atheist, who would have found the thing singularly inappropriate. And outside he stands, unshaven, unwashed, unkempt.
What's up?
You back again?
Well, didn't want to go, but it was unavoidable. Service for Valmy?
Most of the village is in there.
But not you, eh? What's the matter? Don't they let junkies in?
I don't like chapel.
No, I'm sorry, Pauline. That was uncalled for.
Valmy was my friend.
Yeah. Sorry, Pauline. You off, then?
I can't stay here.
It's a nice bike. Is it new? That's the cost of you, Bob.
Part exchange, Mr. Big Nose.
So nice to meet you again, Pauline.
Standing at the gate, the graveyard separating him from the chapel, wondering what to do with himself, not wanting to intrude on a village's grief, not wanting to litter the morbid tranquility. He is relieved to see a familiar face in a taxi coming towards him.
Ange!
You look as though you haven't slept for days. Where have you been? I've been phoning, but Beth said you had disappeared.
Well, fancied holiday.
Look, have you got any money? The driver can't change my £50 note.
So this is why journalists are so loaded. No, hold on, don't get out. Take me somewhere, for God's sake. It's kind of depressing here.
You're kidding.
Milk or cream?
No, black.
I'm not. You know how big business operates.
No, Angela, I don't. I've never taken the slightest interest.
Takeovers, consortiums, subsidiaries. You can never be sure who owns a company until you do some delving. Companies change owners, but they don't change names.
Yeah, I know. Half the country's owned by Australians, Arabs and Americans.
So, SBL Holdings Limited and Makepeace are both subsidiaries of a huge empire called Element International. Now, Element International have fingers in many pies, but building is their main thing. The interesting bit, as I said, is they also own a string of provincial newspapers, including the one which broke the scandal about the councillor in Cheshire and the Western Journal.
Oh, so they're used to form public opinion to suit Element International.
Of course. Why do you think big fat cats like to own newspapers? Never look for the truth in the press.
I'm glad you said that.
Now, the chairman of Element International is Sir James Colburn.
Colburn? Colburn, that rings a bell.
They have huge offices on the embankment near Temple. I rang on the pretext of wanting to do a profile on him, but he's not a publicity seeker. I thought I'd go anyway and talk myself in. Outside, on a double yellow line, was a car parked with its wheel clamped.
I'm stunned. That bit of information's going to shock the world, isn't it?
It's going to shock you. An F. Reg green Mercedes with a man wearing glasses and a man with a pockmarked face standing beside it, looking well pissed off.
Milky. Milky.
Evening all.
It's morning.
Oh, a little joke. Mind how you go.
No one seemed to know where you are. Thought you had gone for good.
How gratifying to know that everyone's concerned for my welfare. This is Gordon, the local Bobby. Val's next door. Oh, never mind all that. Gordon, Angela.
Hello, hello. I checked out that registration number for you. The phone tappers, yes.
And?
I punched it into the computer, but there's a Home Office block on it.
Which means?
The car's official.
What sort of official?
Special branch to perm anyone from a dozen.
Well, it could be, but...
No, thanks, Gordon. But I've already come to that conclusion.
It's as far as I can go, if it's official.
No, don't worry about it. Predictable. When people claim their kitchen is really clean, pristine and hygienic, all you've got to do is look behind the cooker to find the filth congealing there.
You what?
Oh, don't take any notice. I was in me Fanny Craddock mode.
Come on, boy, eat something.
He misses Val.
Of course he misses Val. I'm not stupid.
Don't take it out on me. It's your friend who's being stubborn.
Look, once and for all, I'm not telling Gordon anything.
He's a neighbour.
It's the police. I've just spent 3 days in a police station being interrogated as to who my terrorist friends are. 3 days without anyone knowing where I was. I'm not telling anyone what Angela's found out until I know exactly who's involved in this. You don't seem to realise I could be in big trouble.
George, stop it. George... Please don't shout.
He's saying the police are involved in a cover-up.
And I don't know.
Surprised they let you out.
Well, they had no evidence.
Normally it doesn't stop them. Did you tell them what Milward Adraig wanted with you?
Only to find out who I was, okay?
Stop it here, we've had a rough time. Anyone want more coffee?
I'll do it.
No, I'll have a scotch. I've missed my hangover these last few days.
Already?
As you said,
I've had a rough time.
It's not really conceivable that Special Branch are going to overhear a conversation Val has on the phone and then attack her, fatally injuring her in the process, surely?
Well, it depends what was in the famous letter.
More likely they discover Val's got dirt on Rushton and so they tell him.
Why?
Look after the state, Beth. That call box was bugged because they think it's a way of catching what they call terrorists. Maybe Milward Adraig use it, they think. And by accident, they come across a little scandal. Feathering their cap to warn the Welsh secretary.
You're not suggesting
that. Not him personally, no. Don't be so naive.
Of course not. He was at the St. David's Day Gala in London at the time.
What about Element International? They own SBL, and we know that SBL went to Russia a couple of years back to get a council decision reversed.
And spent months discrediting nationalism in the hope that we'll lose the by-election.
Oh, you mean in Corbyn's newspaper?
And the fires. Someone was responsible, and it wasn't Milward Adraig.
Oh, come on. Don't tell me they're going to burn down their own offices.
Sure. It makes it look like Milward Adraig taking their revenge.
I'm in no way convinced that anyone's going to go to all that trouble and risk being caught.
The blokes at the top never get caught. It's the people they employ.
And risk being caught in order to screw up a by-election so that the voice of opposition to them building a few poxy holiday homes is muted.
There's a lot of money in it.
Nah.
They might go to all that trouble if Element International have put in the main tender to build a nuclear power station that is so unpopular with the locals round here and which Sinead Evans is making the focal point of her campaign.
I suppose you're pleased with yourself, eh? Keeping the pièce de résistance back for dramatic effect.
Well, building those things is big, big money.
I don't understand.
Look, Sir James Colbert, according to all my contacts, is an extremely ruthless businessman.
George!
And he's also into power.
Nuclear or personal?
What did you say?
Both. And building something like
this... Sir James Colbert?
Yes, chairman of Element International.
He was at the St. David's Day Gala with Rushton. I was speaking to them both at the same time. And Element International was the sponsor.
I knew it. I knew it rang a bell.
Very cosy. Just the two of them. Well, well, well. That's it. Then.
No, it's not it. It's not anything. How does all this connect up with Valmai?
The letter.
The letter was about Rushton.
It's non-existent anyway.
Sure, because someone wanted it back and wanted it badly.
Val was murdered for a letter.
Yeah, and my finger's pointing at Rushton.
A car rattling down rural roads in the rain. Inside, the Englishman and the journalist from London. Thin, rarely used roads, leading them to the home of Edward Piercy, editor of the Western Journal. The concerned voice of North Wales.
think this car needs a service.
Do me a favour. It wasn't my fault it took a dive into a ditch.
So what am I supposed to say to this man?
Well, I don't know. Talk some journalese. Get to know his attitude. One newspaper hack to another, all that garbage. If he's not rampantly anti-Welsh, then the newspaper is. That says a lot about Colburn, since he owns the paper. And if Colburn actually burnt down his own offices, which I find a bit iffy, it would be interesting to find out if Piercy was in on it.
Oh, so I say, excuse me, Mr. Piercy, but were you part of a conspiracy to burn down your own offices?
You're a journalist. You know how to fight dirty. Now, that must be up there. Llanbryn.
Turn right, up a steep hill, the road only wide enough for one vehicle, over one cattle grid, then another. Not many of those in London.
Not much call for them in Charing Cross Road.
Something bugging you?
In a manner of speaking.
Well, speak your mind.
Okay, Ange. So you say Plaid Cymru are the only party to oppose, in any passionate way, this nuclear power station?
It's a sticky issue, isn't it?
Is it?
With environmentalists. Because if you don't have nuclear power, you burn fossil fuels. And these days, we're all paranoid about pollution in the ozone layer.
Yeah, sure, yeah. But the point I'm trying to make... Look, if Colburn and his merry men are being agents provocateurs in order to discredit nationalism and influence an election result, well, so what? Well, it makes no odds who wins the seat. Colburn will build his nuclear power station if the government says he can. Whatever a poxy MP, nationalist or otherwise, says.
You miss the point. Look, the highest profile for voicing dissent and discontent is the House of Commons. Whatever said there gets reported. A vociferous politician can help swell a campaign. If Evans wins the seat, she could be a pain in the arse for Colburn. And if she learns of any impropriety, she'll use parliamentary privilege to point it out. She can make more trouble for someone like Colburn inside Parliament than out of it, and that can threaten his ambitions.
Sounds like my kind of gal.
I can't testify as to the quality of her chest.
Yeah, well, she seems very slight, but, well, you use the word. Quality, not quantity.
I was being ironic.
And I was winding you up. You still married?
As I was 3 days ago, yes.
Well, I hope he appreciates the quality of yours.
I think you... Look, now this is it, La Casa.
La Casa? Oh, how cute. In Wales? La Casa's Pierce's house, yeah? Phew, makes the Palace of Versailles look like a two up, two down.
Well, if you do a rich man's dirty work.
Driveway's as long as the M1. I'll park in...
Oh, hang on, there's someone coming out. Pull over.
Oh, come on, there's plenty of room. Oh, my sweet Aunt Fanny. How are we going to get out of this one? This is Mr. Pierce's palace, or house, is it?
Yeah.
I thought you'd never ask. You stay here, Ange. Slip gracefully into the driving seat and reverse like the clappers if there's any aggro.
What, matey, are you nosing around for?
Investigating. Insurance. The fire at Mr. Pierce's office. My company.
Insurance?
Yeah, insurance.
Fidel!
Fidel? Oh, no, it's all right. There's nothing wrong with the car. I don't need a spanner that size.
Fidel, fix his main beam for him.
Oh, God, that's my headlight.
And that's the other one. There's an insurance claim to investigate. We've warned you once already. Next time you'll be investing in dentures. Now steer clear.
Car. That green Mercedes is becoming symbolic of all the bad karma stored in my life force.
What?
I must have done something really naughty in my previous life. Remember their reg number. I must check with Seanhead.
Well, I don't think we need bother Piercy now.
No, we've got our answer. Besides, I couldn't possibly go looking like this.
And what have they done these last 11 years? Decimated the NHS. Introduced this iniquitous and regressive poll tax, ruined our education system, and, despite their claims, increased state control. And then there's Plaid Cymru. How can you take seriously a political party which has a group of terrorists claiming allegiance? Ladies and gentlemen, Labour is the only party that cares for the community.
Small hall, town of Aberenin, near the village of Llanfairain. He waits for Beth to come back from Bangor Station, and as he does so, listens to an electoral address, the voice droning on.
Oh, shut up. You're droning on.
Oh, and who rattled your cage?
It may have escaped your notice, but I do have a few problems. The principal one being that my physical welfare is being threatened. I've been run into a ditch, been wined and dined by the special branch, and now the Formula One driver who sent me into aforementioned ditch is threatening to take my dentist out of retirement.
Time to get out?
Well, I would.
But?
There's Beth.
It's not a game of tiddlywinks.
I never played tiddlywinks. I was into poker by the time I was four.
Labour is the party, ladies and gentlemen, who will see to it that your children get a decent education.
Look at the way the Tories have tried their utmost to destroy the local education system.
God, this is depressing.
And he gets up and walks out.
Negative campaigning. Politicians can seriously damage your health. If Colborne was responsible for the fires, who actually lit the flames?
Your friends in the green car?
Fidel and his mate. Nah, they're big blokes. The person seen running from the newspaper offices was small.
Eyewitnesses.
But would someone burn down their own property, though?
It's been done before. For the insurance. Burn down your house and say Milwiller Draig did it.
Mm, poor old much maligned Milwiller Draig.
Milky?
She get the train all right?
She did. If her editor takes on the story, there could be a big scandal up here, no?
If?
I checked with Shomed. The registration number was the same.
Is the car full of hecklers?
Mm-hmm.
Are we surprised or are we surprised? You didn't tell her why you asked?
No.
Good girl. Woman. Don't want to go confusing people at this juncture.
I just wish I knew how that runt Russian was involved.
Yeah. Do I detect a bit more defiance from the once compliant actress?
Shut up.
Colborne Bennett. How did the Welsh Tourist Board sell this, eh? Oh,
stop it.
Touchy. I wish we could open the window. Is it always like this, eh?
Of course, it never rains in London.
Oh, I don't know. Never left the pub long enough to find out. How long are they going to be?
The AA never give you a precise time.
Is this a Welsh car by any chance?
Oh, don't be funny. At least this one's not in a garage.
Yeah, well, it will be once the AA have got here. My brother should look after it better. It's freezing in this country. Stuck halfway up a mountain in the pitch dark, in the middle of nowhere.
How is it the English are always trying to put down the Welsh?
Look, I mean, I'm really sorry about your aunt and all that, but you can't
expect me to... your sympathy, thank you.
All these events rekindled your sense of nationalism, have they?
You use that word pejoratively. What's wrong with a love of your country?
I thought you weren't into all that partisan stuff. The three great evils of the second half of the 20th century. Nationalism, communism, and the development of nuclear science. Listen to that wind.
Less than 3 miles from here, that's where they, Colborne, whoever gets the contract, want to build a power station.
Maybe your soldiers of the Dragon can burn it out. You're in favour of them, really, aren't you?
I don't know. Not like some people. But who was right, wasn't he? It wasn't them.
Nothing certain yet.
How would you feel if you were Welsh?
I don't believe in violence.
Come on, the state endorses violence.
Well, there's no reason why I should. What on earth happened to the apolitical actress of yesteryear?
I turn my back sometimes, and I shouldn't. Look what's happened to you over the past few days.
That's showbiz, folks.
Special Branch CID are always raiding people's houses at dawn, dragging them in, accusing them of collusion with terrorists, just because they happen to be a member of some Welsh organisation or other. And police behaviour is a reflection of the state.
Oh, I see. So if Plaid Cymru ran the country, the police would all be smiles and love, would they?
Come on.
Patience.
Lloyd George is on his own. He hasn't been fed all day. Val was devoted to him.
You know, I've never been to Wales before. I hitchhiked to India and back in the early 70s, but I've never been to Wales. I thought it was all clichés. Well, you do if you haven't been somewhere, don't you? You think of it all as a bundle of clichés. Everyone sang Men of Harlech like Harry Segal, and played rugby like Gareth Edwards, and spoke like Gladys Pugh in IDI, and said, oh, indeed, a goodness boy, you're like Owen Glendower. And Shakespeare. Henry IV, I think. Oh, I can't remember which part. and all mountains and butlins. My schoolmates used to go to Fuheli for their summer holidays.
It's pronounced Pushheli.
Is that a fact? Indeed, a goodness boil in it, innit?
You've got a strange way of chatting someone up, you know.
That's why you like me so much. Ah, good. Gobbledygook. Getting back to matters in hand. The soldiers of the Red Dragon, or the three I met, one of them I know. She, and I'm sure it is a she, never speaks. My money's on Pauline. But I don't know how I can ascertain that unless I threaten to beat her brains out.
And you don't believe in violence?
No. Besides, she might set light to my pecker.
It couldn't be Pauline.
How can you be so sure?
Pauline hasn't got the nerve. Ask him, he'll tell you.
Is she dead close to Valmai?
Not that I know of. Why?
Well, she was crying outside the chapel.
Valmai used to annoy her by nagging about dope. They weren't very close.
She had a new motorbike.
I know. That's peddling drugs. I reckon she's on heroin now. You can see it in her eyes.
Pity she didn't have a lisp.
What?
She's madly in love with Hugh, you know. You can see that in her eyes.
Pauline doesn't give a damn about anything.
Except, it would seem, Valmai.
Maybe. I feel sorry for her. She doesn't have much to live for.
You don't fancy some company tonight, do you? I'm getting awfully fed up with Reese's pub.
Tell me something. Why were you in prison?
Oh, look! What's that I see in the mirror?
Could it be a yellow flashing light,
eh?
Hooray! We're saved! The US 7th Cavalry are here. Now you can feed your dog.
What's the panic, Beth? It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Indeed it is. And from Valmai's house she summoned her brother from his bed and the Englishman from his morose late-night residence drink in the Red Lion. For, inadvertently, through the dog that mourns its mistress, the hungry dog that needed feeding, she has discovered something further.
What?
In his biscuit tin, in the dog's biscuit tin.
Show me.
It's a named address and 2 telephone numbers and a date 10 days ago.
Was it in the bleeding dog's biscuit tin? Why do you think? Because she didn't want anyone else to know about it.
Why not a purse?
Purses can get stolen. So can dog biscuits.
It's too late to phone now.
I phoned.
Oh, that was clever, wasn't it?
Don't guess me, Hugh. It's urgent. What's wrong with me phoning?
Because you don't know who it is or what the consequences might be.
Nor do you. Anyway, I do know who it is. It's a Rachel Cunningham, 12 Llisa Webb, Pen Bryn.
Where's that?
20 miles from here.
What happened when you phoned?
That one's a Cardiff number. It was an answering machine, something like, "This is Rachel, I've gone away for a bit, but please leave a message, etc., etc."
Did you?
No.
Well, that's a relief.
Hugh.
What about the other number?
A woman answered. She said she'd never heard of a Rachel Cunningham. I thought I'd dialed the wrong number, so I tried again. Same woman, again denying knowing a Rachel. But then she asked who was calling, which is interesting.
Why? Well, because if it's a wrong number, you don't usually bother with who the caller is.
And you told her...
No, I didn't. Will you shut up?
We'll go there tomorrow, then. I fancy seeing a bit more of the countryside.
We've run out of cars.
We'll hire one.
The village of Pen Bryn, number 12, Llisa Wern, lies on the single main road of a busy village through which traffic hurries to more significant places. Beth and Williams waits at the door, but there is no response. Crossing the road to sit in the car and wait. And with her companion watching the red door with the number 12 on its face painted in black.
This is a double yellow line.
See any wardens? I'm not fouling up the traffic. What's the problem?
If she lives in Cardiff, what's she doing up here at an address whose occupant claims not to know her?
Good thinking, Batman. Woman. Maybe she doesn't know her. Maybe we've read Val's note wrong.
She knows her. The tone of her voice was very edgy, not a very good actress.
I was in a play once. At school. Mother Courage and Her Children. Do you know it?
Yes.
I was Catherine, Mother Courage's daughter.
I see. Weren't the girls good enough?
It was an all-boys school. Catherine gets shot banging a drum trying to warn the village the soldiers are coming. It was great, because I didn't have to learn any lines. She was dumb.
Typecasting.
That's the first witty thing you've said all week. I suppose this is a perfect opportunity to tell you of my problem, since we might be here all night.
Concerning me?
Yeah.
You're in love with me?
Oh, hang on, no. I had this problem when I first met you, and I couldn't possibly have been in love with you then, since I didn't know you.
Well?
Well, the first time I saw you, you were totally buffo.
What?
In the nude. Naked, not a stitch. Having a torrid time with a fellow with the blonde hair. No, the thing is, every time I look at you, I can't help thinking that me, and half the rest of the world have... Well, we've seen your intimate bits. And half the special branch come to that. Thing is, if we got better acquainted, I'd get awfully jealous. I'm cute and old-fashioned like that.
It was a long time ago. I'm probably a bit different in the buffo now.
Well, we all get older.
Besides, we're not going to get better acquainted. I'm starting a job on Monday in Cardiff.
Well, just when it's getting exciting.
I'm not paid to play Miss Marple, and I want to be working right now. I've had enough. Look, doesn't it scare you just a bit? Why don't you just disappear and leave it to the police?
What does Hugh do for a living? I've never asked.
He makes and sells leather goods to tourists mainly, with his friends Derry and Sean. You've not met them yet.
Oh, that explains all the handbags in his house. I thought there was something wrong with him.
Oh, God.
No, it was a joke. So the great revolutionary sells his stuff to English tourists, does he? People with second homes. Oh, consistency. Wherefore art thou?
There's something I don't understand.
What? A woman of your intellect? No, hang on, look.
I'll go. I'm a woman, I won't intimidate her so much.
Across the road, number 12, a small, petite woman, no more than 5'2", and not much older than 25, scrabbles in her bag for a key and is about to open the door when...
Excuse me, Rachel Cunningham?
The petite woman turns. The face is pale, drawn. The timid eyes searching for the voice that called her name.
Rachel? It is Rachel, isn't it?
And she catches the eye of the celebrated actress approaching, breathes deep and turns and runs.
Hey!
Won't intimidate her so much. Oh, yeah.
Bystanders and afternoon shoppers, young children returning home from school, step aside and stand aghast as the piece of theatre unfolds. The small woman turns, panic in her eyes, bearing down on her, an actress she recognizes struggling in high heels, and further away, a man she doesn't. Searching for a way through the traffic, she dashes across the road, followed by the woman who called her name when...
Back, look out!
Oh, God. Oh, no!
In episode 4 of Burnt by Nigel Baldwin, the teller was Ray Smith, Milky Dennis Waterman, and Bethann Jones. The special branch men were Michael Povey, Chris Durnall, and Terry Dauncey. Pauline was Elionette Jones, Angela Tara Dominic, and Hugh Richard Elvin. Original music was by Laurie Scott Baker. Burnt is directed in Wales by Jane Dauncey.